It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm Jeremy West, your host. Today, we're addressing an essential topic for anyone on the deconstruction journey, supporting your mental health. Deconstructing your faith is more than just reevaluating beliefs. It's a deeply emotional and psychological process. You might experience grief, anxiety, anger, or even isolation as you navigate this transition. These are all valid feelings, and prioritizing your mental health is crucial during this time. Let's explore some resources and practices that can provide support. Firstly, mindfulness practices for emotional resilience. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for mental health, especially during times of uncertainty. Start with simple techniques like grounding exercises. Focus on your breath or use the 5-4-3-2-1 technique to ground yourself in the present. The 5-4-3-2-1 technique is where you just look around you and see and name 5 things that you can see, 4 things that you can hear, 3 things that you can touch, 2 things that you can smell, and 1 thing that you can taste. Another helpful technique is a body scan. Notice where you're holding tension and release it gradually. And mindful journaling. Write down your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Mindfulness apps like Headspace, Calm, Insight Timer, and the upcoming It's Now Again app offer guided meditations and practices specifically designed to reduce stress and anxiety. Number 2, professional therapy. Therapy is an invaluable resource during deconstruction. If you're grappling with religious trauma, existential questions, or strained relationships, a therapist can provide guidance. Look for therapists who specialize in religious trauma or spiritual abuse, cognitive behavioral therapy for managing anxiety and negative thought patterns, acceptance and commitment therapy, which aligns well with mindfulness principles. If finding a therapist is challenging due to cost or location, consider online platforms like BetterHelp, Talkspace, or Open Path Collective, or in Australia, someone.health. Those are all accessible options. There are also support groups and communities. Deconstruction can feel isolating, but you don't have to navigate it alone. Connecting with others on a similar path can provide comfort and validation. Search for local meetups or support groups. Check platforms like meetup.com for gatherings related to faith deconstruction. There's online communities, Facebook groups, subreddits like r/exvangelical or r/religious trauma. And forums dedicated to deconstruction can be incredibly supportive. And also, if you go to jeremywest.net, you can find a link there to join my community, my online community of people deconstructing mindfully. Sharing your experiences with people who understand can reduce feelings of loneliness and help you process your emotions. Books and podcasts might help as well. They offer insight, solidarity, and new perspectives. Books like Leaving the Fold by Marlene Winnell, Faith Shift by Kathy Escobar, and The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Podcasts like Mindful Deconstruction, of course, The Life After, Exvangelical, and I Was a Teenage Fundamentalist. These resources can provide both emotional support and practical advice for navigating your deconstruction journey. And then there's self-care practices. Self-care is a cornerstone of mental health. Prioritize activities that nurture your well-being, such as physical activity, yoga, walking, or any exercise you enjoy can help regulate your emotions and reduce stress. Creative outlets like art, music, or writing can be therapeutic ways to express yourself. Spending time in nature, a simple walk in the park can have a calming effect. Make space for joy and rest in your daily life. Deconstruction is intense, and self-care is a way to replenish your emotional reserves. And then there's hotlines and immediate support. If you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling with thoughts of self-harm, reach out to a crisis hotline. In the U.S., there's the crisis text line. You can text HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. In Australia, we have Lifeline. Just call 131114. In the UK, there's Samaritans. Just call 116123. These services provide confidential support, ensuring that you're never alone in your darkest moments. I remember a period during my deconstruction when the emotional weight felt unbearable. I questioned everything, and the loss of certainty left me untethered. It was mindfulness that grounded me, therapy that guided me, and community that reminded me I wasn't alone. No one resource is a magic solution, but a combination of tools, mindfulness, therapy, support groups, and self-care can create a strong foundation for your mental health. If this is what you'd like to work on today, you might make today's daily intention: how many ways can I nurture my mental health and seek support even more? How many more ways can I nurture my mental health and seek support even more? For more on setting daily intentions, check out episode 59 of It's Now Again. Mental health is not a luxury. It's a necessity, especially during the upheaval of deconstruction. By leaning into these resources and practices, you can navigate this journey with greater clarity and resilience. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.